This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decisions of this board must be made through the Superior Court of Chatham County. Would ask that if you have any, if you've got your cell phone or any other noise-making device, please turn it off at this time. And if you will, please stand with me, and then we're going to open with prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we just thank you for today, for a time to come together and to do the business of this city. Lord, we ask that you give us wisdom, and Father, that you just let your presence be known here in these proceedings. Lord, I pray for our leaders of our city, and I just lift them up to you, and I ask you to bless them, give them wisdom to do the right thing. And Father, raise up godly men and women to fill all positions of leadership in every place and every area of Savannah and Chatham County. Lord, I pray that you bless every marriage and every family, strengthen them. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, if I guess we're going to let's do the swearing in. If you're at home and you plan on giving testimony as part of public comment, or if you're a petitioner, if you will, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. I hope that everyone is doing that. I see no items to be removed from the final agenda. So we had the minutes. We need to do the approval of the minutes, February 25th, 2021 minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Jared. We're going to do a voice vote. Yeah, roll call, that's what I mean. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the minutes are approved. Next, we want to approve the final agenda as you see it before you. Do I hear a motion to approve the final agenda?
So moved.
Is that Mrs. Jarrett? Mrs. Jarrett made a motion to approve the final agenda. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Condon. All right, we're going to vote on that. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion passes and the final agenda is approved. The first item that we're going to hear is for 407 East Anderson Lane. This is for a variance number 21-001140.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The nature of this request, the petitioner is requesting a variance to encroach 10 feet into the ordinance required 20-foot rear yard setback. Just give everyone an overview here briefly of the location of the property. 407 East Anderson Lane, the subject property is 0.04 acres in size and undeveloped. It is a non-conforming lot within the TN2 zoning district. As you can see here, it's between Habersham Street and to the east is Price Street. And it is lane access, so it is a little bit of a different orientation than what we see most of the time. The purpose of the variance request is to allow the construction of a single family detached home that fronts East Anderson Lane, encroaching 10 feet into the 20-foot rear yard setback. Due to the lot being non-conforming in size, encroaching into the rear yard setback is being requested in order to develop the lot. Just to give a little bit more orientation here, these are some Google Street View images of the properties. This is being taken from East Anderson Lane, looking directly at the property. And this would be looking west down East Anderson Lane. So you can see how there is a pattern of development where there are homes that do abut the lane. They do encroach pretty close. And then here is looking towards the east where you see another residence along East Anderson Lane. It's important to note that the petitioner received a certificate of appropriateness from the Historic Preservation Commission on February 24th of this year. And the Historic Preservation Commission recommends that the City Zoning Board of Appeals approve the petitioner's variance request. At the time of staff writing the report, we have received neither opposition nor support from any of the surrounding property owners. And now I'll go through, Article 3 section where the Zoning Board of Appeals may authorize a variance. So staff has found that the, well, actually, let me back up a little bit. Let me go and actually show the layout of the property so you can visualize it a little bit better. Okay, can everyone see that on their screen? Okay. Staff has found that the variance request is consistent with the ordinance and the comprehensive plan as the petitioner is presenting an acceptable land use. It is also consistent due to the petitioner receiving a certificate of appropriateness and the determination of visual compatibility for the neighborhood. Staff has found that there are special conditions and circumstances that are peculiar to the land involved in this request, as the existing lot is nonconforming in size, requiring a variance request to encroach upon the rear setback. Staff has also found that the existing conditions of the undeveloped lot on East Anderson Lane do not result from the actions of the applicant, as they did not create the nonconforming lot. The applicant simply wishes to develop the lot, and thus they are requesting this variance. Staff has also found that the special conditions do not exist as a result of the petitioner or current property owner. They seek to develop the parcel, which is a financial decision. However, the development of the subject parcel in this case cannot be deemed to be more profitable or to save money given the unique circumstances of this petition. Staff has found that the literal interpretation of the provisions of the regulations would deprive the applicant of rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district. There are several examples of smaller lot sizes that are developed and encroached within the rear yard setbacks in the neighborhood. I'm going to briefly scroll up here. All of these photos show properties within the neighborhood that do encroach upon setbacks, whether they are front or rear setbacks. This one here you see is around 18 feet. This one here is about 5 feet. Here's another one at 18 feet. And here is one at 6 feet. Staff has found that the variance is not the minimum variance necessary to make reasonable use of the land. However, it is reasonable based on the fact that the lot is existing and it fits the development pattern in the area. Staff has found that the variance, if granted, would not confer on the applicant special privilege that is denied by this ordinance to other lands, buildings, or structures in the same zoning district. With that, all that being said, staff is recommending approval of the variance request to encroach 10 feet into the ordinance required 20-foot rear yard setback at 407 East Anderson Lane. Be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is there any questions for staff? Mr. Condon.
Could you go back to the aerial map for me, please? So the currently, does the petitioner own the property, which would be technically behind? Does he own that property as well?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I'm just trying to see from this where the lot line would be. All right. So the entire red block, of course, is highlighted as the lot itself.
Okay. Yes, that's correct.
In this, he's TN2. There's no requirement for parking?
There is a requirement for parking. I believe, let me go back to the site plan here.
I ask because he may end up back here if there's no garage built into this thing.
They do have a garage here.
That's
so,
the garage.
Yep. Okay. Correct.
That was my only concern. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for staff? Mr. Griffin.
From my own knowledge, I mean, lot coverage here, we, you know, because it's a non-conforming lot already, we just, that's not a.
No, that's not an issue in this case.
Do we know when those lots got split up like that? I mean, certainly that was not the original.
No, that's a yeah. Deep rabbit hole to dive down into. Let me go back to the aerial map here. You can see it. It is a pattern, especially on this street. You know, right next door, there's one like that. Next to that one, there's a lot like that. To the east, there's one like that.
It'd be hard to get that done now, I imagine.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to get that done now because you'd be creating a non-conforming lot. So that wouldn't be, you know, approved by staff.
That was actually a question I was going to ask you just from my own knowledge. When you divide a lot now under new zoning, you can't create a non-conforming lot. Is that correct?
That's correct. Unless you seek a variance in some cases that we see here where they're, you know, 300 square feet short of the 3,000 square foot limit, or their width is, you know, 2 or 3 feet off. Those are the only circumstances where you'd be able to create a non-conforming lot through the variance process.
Well, yeah, because I guess we're fixing to hear one. Yeah. Correct. Okay. Any more questions for staff? All right. If not, we'd like to hear from the petitioner. Is the petitioner online?
Yes, sir. This is Jason Hendricks.
All right, Mr. Hendricks, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, sir. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have of us at this time.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Hendricks? Okay. I don't think anybody has any questions for you, Mr. Hendricks. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? To use the raise your hand feature on the online. Okay, there are no members of the public that would like to speak. Entering board discussion, Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, thanks.
All right, Mr. Evans?
No comments.
Mr. Plunk?
No.
Mr. Griffith?
No.
Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
And Mr. Hall, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, if nothing, no discussion, the chair would entertain a motion if someone would like to make one.
Karen Jarrett, move to approve staff recommendation.
Okay. Mrs. Jarrett has made a motion to grant the variance according to staff recommendations. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Any discussion on the motion? All right, if not, then we're going to vote. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance is granted. Next, we're going to hear the petition for 507 and 509 East 36th Street for variance number 21-000. 850. Thank
you, Mr. Chairman. This petition is before us this morning because the applicant is seeking to subdivide one lot into two lots, and in doing such, he would need a variance to the required lot area for each of the proposed lots. The subject property is located on the south side of East 36th Street between East Broad Street and Ware Street within the TN2 zoning district and within the streetcar historic district. The subject property is a vacant 5,400 square foot lot. It was previously developed with a two-family home before being recently demolished. The minimum lot dimensions for the TN2 zoning district are 30 feet of lot width and an area of 3,000 square feet. So what I have here on the screen is the actual proposal for the subdivision. As you can see, lot 201 here, it meets the required width, but is short of the required lot area by 303 square feet. Lot 202 is also short of the lot area requirement by 297 square feet. So this configuration is actually the historic layout of the property as it was originally platted, which I'll show you here on this document. So where my cursor is where the subject property currently is, and you can see it was actually these two lots in its original state. Well, I'd like to read over just a few of the highlighted review criteria. So in regards to general consistency and safety, staff finds that the variance would result in two lots with areas close to 2,700 square feet, which is consistent with the existing lot pattern in the immediate vicinity of the subject property. The variance is not likely to adversely impact the public health, safety, or welfare of the neighborhood. In regards to special conditions, staff finds that the circumstance exists because the applicant is requesting variances. The subject property is developable in its current state. However, the subdivision would return the property back to its historical development pattern and is consistent with the existing development pattern of the surrounding area. Although the property would be more profitable if subdivided, doing so would bring more uniformity to the existing development pattern of the neighborhood and will return the subject property back to its historic dimensions. In regards to special privileges, staff finds that the variance, if granted, would not confer on the applicant special privilege that is denied by this ordinance to the other properties within the same zoning district. I also would like to note that staff did receive an email in support of the petition from a Mr. Barry Atwood of 37th Street on Wednesday, March 10th. In closing, staff recommends approval based upon the lot's historic configuration and the existing development pattern of the surrounding area for the variance of variances of proposed lots 201 and 202 at 507 and 509 East 36th Street. I'd be happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff? Mr. Jarrett.
I was just wondering if you could tell me how many of this type of lot are still out there with when they come before us. I mean, it's pretty clear that the subdivision was intended to have lots this size. Mm-hmm. Do we have a lot of them out there? Do we need to look at that in our zoning regs? It doesn't really have to do with this particular.
I don't have the exact number of how many lots. But as you can see here on this document, property adjacent, the three properties adjacent to the subject property are all lots of the, you know, same size that the applicant is petitioning to subdivide the property into. As you can see, there's a few across the street as well.
And there's at least four lots there that look like they could come in for the same subdivision type process.
Yes, if they chose to.
Any other questions?
May I add something?
Yes, sir.
Just for the purpose of this discussion, I just wanted to add, because I think that's a great point that Ms. Jarrett brought up. When we were reviewing the maps for Nuzo, this came up a lot. And we did notice that there were many, 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 many lots, especially in the Midtown area, that historically were smaller than what's currently the development pattern. So the thing that we ran into is, you know, do we allow smaller lots by right? But in many cases, it would make a lot of properties non-conforming because you had to kind of balance what was already developed versus what was vacant. So if you've got vacant lots, it's kind of one thing if you want to go back to the historic pattern, put two homes on it. But in some cases, you've got houses already built across these historic lines that don't really exist today. So I think it's something we're continuing to look at in certain neighborhoods where this pattern exists. But I just wanted to add that to the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Okay, is the petitioner present online?
Yes, sir. This is Rayfield Reeves.
Mr. Reeves, would you like to say anything?
No, sir, but just to answer any questions, actually along the lines of the previously mentioned concern. You know, in those historic districts, I mean, I don't think anyone's able to reconform those lots because they currently have, you know, historic homes on them that obviously the HPC would not let you take down. A majority of those houses are in great condition. Unfortunately, there are a few like this one that was about to fall over on the house next door. But I think, you know, along concerns for that, or, you know, are good, but I don't think it'll be a problem. Just my, okay. All those houses won't be able to be taken down. But anyway, any questions on this one, I'll be happy to answer if I can.
Does anyone have questions for the petitioner? All right. Any member of the public that would like to speak on this petition, if you'll use the raise your hand feature online, we'd be glad to recognize you. Okay, no members of the public. All right, Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, thank you.
Mr. Evans?
No, thank you.
Mr. Plunk?
No, thank you.
Mr. Griffith?
No.
Mr. Condon? Okay.
Just one thing. I am familiar with this particular property, and there was a house there that had been condemned, and so it needed to be taken down. And it does, in this, I'm very familiar with this block, and 30-foot lots is more the standard. As you go further down, there does appear to be a couple of 60s on this side of the street, but one of them is actually a park, the one that's further down on the right-hand side on the same side of the street. And the others on the other side have structures on the other side, so that the from a subdivision standpoint, it wouldn't really be a concern for the future on those ones, just to put that out there.
Okay. Mr. Hall, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, sir.
Okay. In that case, would someone like to make a motion?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Mrs. Jarrett has made a motion to grant the variance according to staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Condon. Any discussion on the motion? All right. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance is granted. Next, we're going to hear 520 East Gwinnett Street for variance 21-001264.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the nature of this request, the petitioner is requesting approval of a variance to allow a second story of a proposed residential building to be 9 feet instead of the ordinance required 10 feet, and also a variance to not provide the one off-street parking space that's required by ordinance. The subject property here is highlighted in this red box. It's located at 520 East Gwinnett Street. The property is 24 feet by 60 feet and is 1,440 square feet in size. The petitioner wishes to construct a two-story, 875 square foot single-family residence on the currently vacant lot. The lot is 0.30 acres in size and is within the downtown residential zoning district and is conforming in size. A couple of important things to note here. The applicant received a certificate of appropriateness on March 14th of 2018 for the proposed two-story single-family residence with the condition that they must obtain Zoning Board of Appeals approval for the necessary variances. The applicant was granted approval of the requested variances from this board in 2018, and this application simply serves to request an extension of the variances that were granted at that time back in 2018. At the time of staff reporting this writing this report, we have received neither opposition or support from the surrounding property owners. Just want to pull up here. Here's a copy of the original Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals meeting document that gave that approval. And in the application, we actually don't have the site plan up here, but I'll go through the criteria here as far as granting the variance. Staff has found that the variance request is consistent with the ordinance and the comp plan. As the petitioner is presenting an acceptable land use, it is also consistent due to the petitioner receiving the certificate of appropriateness and the determination of visual compatibility in the neighborhood. Staff has found that there are special conditions and circumstances that are peculiar to the land involved in this request. While the lot size meets the minimum requirements of the zoning district, it is rather small in size. It would be difficult to develop if parking spaces are required to be accommodated on site. Staff has found that the existing conditions of the undeveloped lot on East Gwinnett Street do not result from the actions of the applicant. And the special conditions are not purely financial in nature, as a variance request, if approved, would allow the petitioner to develop the parcel in a consistent manner with the surrounding parcels. Staff has found that the literal interpretation of the provisions and regulations would deprive the applicant of rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district, and that the variance is the minimum variance necessary to make reasonable use of the land. We have also found that the variance, if granted, would not confer on the applicant special privilege that is denied by this ordinance to other lands, buildings, or structures in the same zoning district. For those reasons, staff is recommending approval of the variance requested to allow the second story of a proposed residential building to be 9 feet instead of the ordinance required 10 feet, as well as requesting recommending approval that the variance to not provide the single required off-street parking space as required by ordinance at 520 East Gwinnett Street. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for staff? Okay, is the petitioner present?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, would you like to add anything?
I would not. I appreciate it. No.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for the petitioner? Mr. Condon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the reason that you want to reduce the height?
It just wasn't necessary for the amount of space in there. And it actually was a cost issue.
In terms of the heights of the buildings that are on either side of you, I'm not entirely familiar with this property, and there's no street level photograph of it. Does it conform more or less? Oh, thank you so much for doing that for me. Does it conform more or less to the heights of the other buildings in the neighborhood?
Yes, it does.
Any other questions for the petitioner?
I'm just curious, the reason the building wasn't constructed at the approval of the first variance.
There were some setbacks which have been resolved in regards to figuring out the plan for the build.
I'm kind of curious too, since Mr. Condon's question, reducing the building by 1 foot significantly reduced the cost of building to where it was more feasible?
Yes, it does, actually.
Okay. Any other questions for the petitioner? All right. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak regarding this petition? If you use the raise your hand feature, we'll be glad to recognize you. Okay, well, at this time, then we'll enter into board discussion. Mr. Condon, explain to me how that would, I'm just curious, how would 1 foot in height change the cost of the building?
Well, I certainly would not want to criticize another contractor. A large price differential.
A change in the roof pitch, or, I mean.
Those things make a difference, you know, but the reality is that it's, you know, you're buying 2x10s instead of 2x8s, or, you know, and there's a certain amount of waste or what have you. But the cost really would not be a real consideration in this issue. But I do see now, and thank you so much for pulling up this photograph, that I do see that it is appropriate based on what I'm seeing here is these for sure do not have 9 foot ceilings on the second floor. These other homes that are nearby, where many of them, you know, look more like townhouses and so on. I think it's fair to request. You wouldn't want your house to be the only house sticking up above everybody else's.
Yeah.
And so I think it is a fair request.
Okay. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, thanks.
Mr. Evans.
No comments.
Mr. Plunk.
None, thank you.
Mr. Griffith.
Yeah, this is just probably for staff. There is no alley behind this lot, is there?
No, there is not.
Yeah, okay. For parking, yeah.
And that's why the parking variance is being requested, because as you can see, it's pretty tight and narrow and skinny that there's
no way.
Yeah, there's no way. So that's, and the historical pattern here would be for on-street parking. As you can see from all of the surrounding properties, you know, none of them have a garage, none of them have a path to really drive back behind. They're all fronting the street, and that's pretty much it.
And these lots just butt up to each other. There's no easement between them.
Correct.
Okay. Is it a conforming lot now?
It is. Being in the downtown residential, there's very, very small lot sizes. It meets it by about 200 square feet, believe it or not.
Yeah. Mr. Hall, do you have anything you'd like to add during board discussion?
No, sir.
Okay, if there's no other comment, the chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Okay, Mr. Evans has made a motion to approve the variance with staff, according to staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Condon. Any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall? Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, the motion passes and the variance is granted. Seeing there's nothing else on the agenda, I'd like to declare this meeting adjourned.